Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And maybe that's you.
Let's get to the root of the problem, the source of the evil. The evildoers are dispatched on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here to dispatch the evildoers. Rich McFadden dispatching the evildoers.
She is the evildoer.
Ken Kessler dispatching evildoers. Yeah. Did you know that a Saudi prince said if Iran is permitted to operate a nuclear program, then Saudi Arabia wants its own nuclear program? The Prince Turki Al-Faisal said, quote, I've always maintained whatever comes out of these talks.
Did you say Prince Turki?
Prince Turki, T-U-R-K-I.
Prince Turki stuffing.
Al-Faisal, formerly served as Saudi Arabia's intelligence chief. So, if Iran has the ability to enrich uranium,
baby giblet
and king mashed potatoes,
I guess I'm not going to get much further with this story.
I mean, really, how do you take a guy named Prince Turki seriously?
What kind of king
seriously?
Is named Turki?
Yeah, Turki. He's a
kind of country
Prince
are you
Turki
running over there?
Al-Faisal. Kenny, do you want to add anything else to this levity, or do you want to bring us back around to the focus, or are we done here?
No, Prince's I think giblets. You're doing just fine.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Next. United Airlines says a flight headed from Washington, Richie, to Denver had a return to Dulles yesterday after a passenger failed to sit down. Spokespeople for United Airlines said in an emailed statement, Flight 1074 returned after takeoff. Law enforcement officials met the plane at the gate, detained a passenger. Further details not available. 20 minutes into the flight, the passenger was unruly, thought to be unbalanced. They took him off the plane and brought him to a hospital for evaluation.
She said she doesn't remember anything that happened on the flight. Now, what I feel sorry for the people on that plane who are just trying to get home or they're trying to get wherever they're trying to go. They actually had to spend the night because the flight's already done for the night.
Yeah, the thing that really that people will start thinking when you put yourself in that kind of a position, or you are put into that kind of a position, what's the first thing that goes into your mind? You think all of the bad thoughts. You think about what happened in September 11th, the airplanes, as it's going to happen to me. So everybody starts praying. Everybody. That's what you do in a circumstance like that.
But wasn't woman, she just a lunatic who wouldn't sit down?
I don't know enough about. All I know is what. What no, I see in the papers, but
they charged the door.
She charged the door.
She charged. I didn't know it was a she, but they charged the door, and they were trying to break into the flight cabin.
Okay, so here's the thing: what if
no weapons involved?
Do you guys want to put on your silver helmets real quick?
Ahead. Yeah.
Put on the tinfoil.
Tinfoil. Yeah.
What if this is the new type of terrorism? What if terrorists can control everyday average people, because she doesn't remember anything? So maybe she was like brainwashed and then someone said chicken and then she just rushed the door of the cockpit.
Wouldn't it be great if they had like all these keywords like from the movie Airplane?
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
That's my cue. I rushed the door, right?
Yeah, the king of Turkey. I know him. See? His kid giblet, of course.
Back to Turkey.
Another reason not to like the Chinese. China has become the third largest arms exporter in the world. They're selling weapons to 35 countries, Pakistan, Bangladesh. What does Bangladesh need armored vehicles and aircraft and missiles for? What is going on in Bangladesh? You got to protect yourself from what? This is an international problem. It doesn't fix a problem. It creates a problem. The more, I mean, we just talked about this guy, the Turkey prince, who says if Iran is allowed to have nuclear weapons, we want them too. So this just keeps going up and up and up the ladder. If you're going to defend yourself, you better get some guns and shoot as many people from ISIS as you can. That makes some sense. But you're buying all these jets and missiles. What's Bangladesh going to do with a lot of jets and missiles? I don't get it. And why there isn't some, don't we have an international arms agency or something? Why aren't they advising these people not to buy all this stuff? Drones? Chinese are making drones like there was no tomorrow. All the countries in South America are buying drones from China. The African countries are buying drones from China. They're looking for the cash-strapped military commanders in these smaller countries are looking for medium-quality weapons at affordable prices. Right.
China's like the Walmart of arms.
Yeah, good for them. In a moment, we're going to talk about the latest developments in Ferguson with Sam Levine, who's the associate politics editor at the Huffington Post. It's 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's one of just three players to have 15-plus points, rebounds, and assists in a single playoff game. He led the NBA in 1987 with 16 triple-doubles, more than Magic and Bird combined. So where is Lafayette Fat Lever now? Fat worked with a couple of the NBA's charitable foundations after retiring. He's now in his sixth year as a director of player development for the Sacramento Kings, helping rookies transition from the college ranks to the NBA. Fat also works on TV broadcasts for the Kings, and in 2012, his number was retired by his alma mater, Arizona State University.
Having a number retired as a player, it goes through your mind, but it never sinks in until it actually happens.
That must have been one big fat celebration. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green. Harrison with you. Once again, as nature becomes more interesting to all of us, we find that six cherries a day can actually virtually cure gout and arthritis pain and inflammation. Arthritis alone afflicts more than 45 million Americans at a cost of $81 billion a year in treatment. Natural News reports that the FDA has gone out of its way to try to keep cherry growers from linking to scientific studies which show the benefits of eating just six cherries a day. If not local organic cherries, you can also use cherry concentrates and extracts. And unlike other veggies or fruits, cooked cherries do the trick just as well as raw ones. So if you're suffering from episodic gout or unbearable arthritis pain, you can now pop a cherry as part of your feel-good natural cure. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Who's this? Where are you from?
Gary Kellum, Crockett, Texas. We work offshore, international. We happen to get the time off together.
Working an oil rig doesn't leave much time for riding, or does it?
We work a month on and month off, but we get a month to ride when the weather's good.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Stuck out on a Texas offshore oil rig, you wouldn't get in much riding unless you took a month off.
Set up different trips to go all over the country, the U.S. Left out of Houston, up to Ontario, Canada, seen Niagara Falls, then went to Maine to eat a lobster, and then come back down to the Rolling Thunder, the wall. We basically just ride around. That's when we're not vacationing with the family. And then after we get through with that, they let us go and do our thing.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Sam Levine is the associate political editor at the Huffington Post. He wrote, quote, Missouri Lieutenant Governor Peter, is it Kinder or Kinder? Peter Kinder? Go ahead.
I believe it's Kinder.
Kinder. All right. Said that the protests in Ferguson that followed the death of Michael Brown were based on a lie, and there was more racism in the Department of Justice than there is in St. Louis. So that's an interesting statement. Sam, welcome to Good Day. Why did you write that?
I thought it was an interesting response to what's been going on there. I think, following this arrest on Sunday, there have been a lot of questions about how involved the individual who was arrested was in the protest and kind of whether or not he was targeting police or not. And I thought this was an interesting response to that.
Well, the interesting part of this is the state of denial, whether or not this particular incident was over the top. For the lieutenant governor to say the protests that followed the death of Michael Brown were based on a lie. You know, maybe you could, you can argue that the events that were proven differ from the initial accounts. However, if you go back in the history of Ferguson and find out what a bunch of meatheads these people were, the mayor and the city manager and the police chief and all the people that were in charge were a bunch of racist pigs. I don't see how you can come up with any other conclusion than that. So what the hell is the lieutenant governor talking about?
Right. And what's interesting is if you look at the actual report that the Department of Justice put out on the Ferguson Police Department, it explicitly says that even though there may not be that much evidence to support that Michael Brown had his hands up when he was shot by Darren Wilson, what it does say is that it's unsurprising, given the systematic, you know, racial discrimination towards African-American residents in the city, that, you know, people wanted to take to the streets and wanted to demonstrate against what was going on there. What the lieutenant governor was talking about there, I didn't really understand.
All right. So, but how often is it the case in these circumstances when you look around? I don't know. I haven't heard. This is the first time I've heard either the governor or lieutenant governor quoted in a discussion about Ferguson. The state of Missouri is an interesting dichotomy. St. Louis, pretty sophisticated. I don't know. I used to work there on KMOX. And when I was in St. Louis a few months ago and driving around downtown, it looked like a completely different place than what I used to. I mean, this is, how many years ago was I there? Maybe in the 80s. So it's a different city for sure. But it looked like a city that was falling apart. And I'm thinking that this whole area seems like a blighted area. And if that isn't part of what the problem is, and are these people that are in charge addressing it, or are they just gumming about something that they should have done something about a long time ago?
Well, I think that the concerns that the Justice Department report raised about the police are serious, serious concerns. I mean,
well, they're justified, but I'm just wondering whether the whole state of Missouri is beginning to crumble. St. Louis is not what it used to be. Ferguson and some of these other communities that are around that aren't too far away from St. Louis, are they suffering from this malaise that seems to have overtaken what used to be one of our great cities? What frustrates me when I see and hear these things is that we're outside looking in. We're here, we're making judgment. The only judgment that seems to me makes any sense at all is that the Ferguson Police Department was out of control and had been for a long time and should have been taken or held to account, been taken under somebody's wing. But now this Johnny after the fact stuff with Lieutenant Governor and other people, why don't we just shut the book on it and go on, move on to the next thing? This has been so
overdone. I don't understand
overdone.
How these guys got in control. How they got a police
Given
department.
Given the fact there's so many blacks in
the
community.
Well, I mean, you look at the population, the black population, there was a white population, and then the leadership. I don't understand why there isn't a black mayor, why there isn't a black police chief, why there aren't more black police officers in that area.
Rich, did you ever hear of corruption at the ballot box?
How do you... No, come on now.
What do you mean, no? Are you kidding?
How do you get that much corruption?
Ugh. I think you're kidding yourself. You don't think that there are things going on there that keep the power in the establishment hands. I think that goes on in these small communities all over the place, all kinds of shenanigans. That's why they cleaned out the judges and all the other people.
There's an opportunity now.
Can of worms. Yeah, to make it better. That's what I'd like to say.
To be more representative and to have more control.
All right. Interesting reflection. Sam Levine from the Huffington Post here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.